Hi, my name is Ben Dankaka and this is Shepherd Daily. This podcast is designed to build leaders through access to accurate information. I hope that by listening to this podcast, you'll be able to develop the right leadership skills that will enable you to become the leader you were born to be. Today, I'll be talking about how to get to the top, part 3. I'm sure you don't want to miss this. Stay with me on Shepherd Daily. In 2008, I published a magazine titled Zest Success Track. This was a publication designed to capture innovative ideas on business and leadership for small business owners. At that time, I had just graduated from the university and I was full of new ideas which I believed could change not only my hometown but the entire world. I was young, hungry, and eager to prove I was a new kid on the block. So my team and I launched Zest Success Track and distributed it to paper vendors across the city. We were confident that our magazine would break through the market within a week. But guess what? After several weeks, not a single copy was sold. We were so embarrassed that we couldn't look each other in the face. Then things got worse from there, as every other project we launched became a flop. In the end, my teammates abandoned the entire project and I was left alone to lick my wounds. During that period, I spent a lot of time reading about business leaders because I was interested in knowing how they succeeded. Actually, I wanted to know why I was failing. But as I studied the lives and works of some of the best leaders in the world, I noticed that virtually all of them failed at the beginning of their careers. I realized that big names such as Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Donald Trump, and many others all failed at some point in their careers. Like other people in business, these leaders had all obtained a PhD in failure, of course, from the University of Life. But what made them stand out was their ability to get up each time they failed. They always had the courage to begin a project all over again after failing. For instance, when Donald Trump was faced with some huge debts in the early 1990s, it was widely reported that he was finished. But Trump didn't see it that way. In his mind, Trump never believed he was finished. He simply saw that situation as a problem he had to solve, and he went about doing that. As I read the stories of these leaders, my point of view changed. Suddenly, I saw my failures as setbacks. So I got up on my feet and went on to build another organization, which became a huge success. You see, the fact that your project or business idea failed doesn't mean you are a failure. The truth is, your project may fail due to an error in your plan, but that doesn't mean you are a failure. Your business idea may fail due to an unexpected surprise in the marketplace, but that doesn't mean you are a failure. Here's what you should do when things aren't working so well. View failures as opportunities to learn new things. With this sort of mindset, you will find the courage to get up and begin again. Good luck. And that's it for this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoy this podcast, kindly subscribe or follow my YouTube channel for more ideas on leadership. Thanks for listening.